Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians just swept Detroit 9-0 against the Tigers, and you did it this weekend, Tito, beating two of the best pitchers in the American League, Justin Verlander and Jordan Zimmermann. Both have pitched really well, and every time that you had a chance to deliver a knockout punch, you did.
You know, the last game against Verlander, you know, we know he's been pitching well, and the first two innings he went right through us real quick. Because in the past, we've made him work, which has been good. We haven't always beat him, but we've really made him work hard and throw a lot of pitches. But he kind of zipped through the first two innings, and then he made a couple mistakes up, and it kind of snowballed. And by the time it was over, you know, we hit a couple balls out of the ballpark. You know, we had multiple runs. And then we kept it going, and man, it happened fast. And then, you know, Josh Tomlin goes out there and just does what he always does. He'll throw strikes. He keeps the ball in the middle, and you look up in the seventh or eighth, and he's still pitching, and you got a chance to win.
And he has 9 wins for you this year. And he was saying after the game, hey, we have to enjoy what we did this weekend. But once we get on that plane, we've got to focus on Atlanta. I mean, he sounded like a manager. Terry, when a team hasn't been maybe in this spot a whole lot in the past, do you worry about players getting caught up during the good times and maybe taking the gas off the pedal a little bit?
Well, I mean, the coaches and myself, we keep an eye on the temperature kind of pretty regularly, because that's something that won't happen. We can't ever let that happen. That's why we talk so often about staying in the moment, because there's times when you have to go the other way too, when you're scuffling and you got to stay in the moment. But it's no different when things are going your way. If you don't turn the page and move on, you'll be reading about that last page and forgetting about what's right in front of you, and we can't let that happen.
Well, I think Atlanta's a perfect example, aren't they, Tito? The Mets just played the Braves in basically back-to-back series, and the Mets lost 5 out of 7 to what has been the worst team in the National League.
But, and you know what, in our game, it's not like football where, you know, I mean, you play so much that the teams that are struggling, there's not a ton that separates, you know, and it's hard for people to realize, I think, sometimes. You just don't come in and beat up teams. I mean, it'd be nice if it happens, but you just can't expect that. That's why you just play the game tonight, because, I mean, they got guys that, again, they may be somewhat inexperienced on the mound, but if those guys command for one given night, they can give you fits, and that's what our game's about.
Terry, is it tough playing a team like Atlanta, whom you see basically maybe once every 3 years, but even more so, a team that really a lot of these guys, none of us have seen?
Well, and to make it a little bit harder, they're in Florida for spring training, so mm-hmm. You don't even get a look then. It's a little bit more work for the staff, because we need to get prepared, because we can't go into a series and not feel like we're prepared. So there's a little bit more work done. But, you know, the tough thing is, by the time the series is over, that's when you feel like you're getting to know them. And so we need to do that quicker, because we don't want to get in and get out and then think, okay, we got to handle all this, because we got to play them tonight and we got to know what we're doing.
What happens now when you come back here into a National League city for the next 3 days, no DH? How do you handle that?
I don't like it. What we'll try to do is balance it. And by that, I mean, like tonight, Napoli's going to play first. More than likely, Carlos will play first tomorrow. That means, because Knapp's playing first tonight, we'll have Ramirez play third, trying to balance left-right, not only for positions but throughout our lineup. And we'll continue to try to balance it for all three games, and we'll use everybody like we do, but we won't use, you know, we'll use different guys on different nights.
Hey, it's not Fulton County Stadium. It's Turner Field. It's the last year of its existence, stunningly, but they've got a new ballpark they're moving into next year. But is there something here special for you? You're coming back to a city where you and your dad played for the Braves at old Fulton County Stadium, which is basically a stone's throw from this ballpark.
Boy, I had a lot of good memories here as a young kid. I mean, I was 7 or 8 years old when my dad played here, and, you know, I'd come every day with him and go to the old ballpark. And it was, again, it was old enough where I could enjoy it, and my dad could let me run around, and there were some fun summers. And I got to watch, you know, Hank Aaron and guys, you know, Dusty Baker, guys that, you know, it was really pretty cool. Felipe Alou. It's funny how this game kind of comes full circle. You end up managing against guys, playing for guys, probably make them feel old. But it's kind of a special place.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and the Braves coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.